Blog Talk Radio. Wow, powerful voice. Amazing song.
I promise, Gray, that's the end of the song.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pam.
Yep.
And I'd like to welcome everybody to Bad Company with Gray Eyes Smith. You're listening to a Late Night Poets production, and we are a group on allpoetry.com, and we have anthologies available on amazon.com under the same moniker that helps support these shows, so feel free to check those out. They're filled with amazing poetry from poets around the world. And tonight's show is based on a contest that Louis Wildove and myself ran called Celebrating Jessica D. And we put up three poems that we asked people to write in response to. And so that's the gist of tonight's show. All right. So I'm going to post the first poem. And if you wouldn't mind, please, Pam.
I would be happy to. And let me say, I am definitely looking forward to tonight's poetry because, you know that anything inspired by the poems you guys put up by Jessica D as prompts is going to be just darkly delicious and sensual. So that'd be very
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, so the first poem up is Mosaic by Jessica D, and it goes like this. Intricate memories, startling recall, effervescent grist to the mill of time. Destiny transcribes convoluted mosaics, creating baroque images, suffused with light and shade and poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I like the poem. You know, it's very short, but it's powerful in its message. You know, our lives are filled with so many different pieces that make a wonderful mosaic of our lives. And, you know, it's definitely filled with light and darkness. So I thought it was a wonderful poem on the subject of living life. And it was just beautiful. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. It is a beautiful and powerful brevity. And it's, you know, great all the way through because it's difficult to separate the lines. But I really like convoluted mosaics creating baroque images. You know, I just think of the religious artwork of the Baroque period and the idea of convoluted mosaics, I think, really just works well in the idea of I don't know, it almost to me gives a sense of lies and betrayal. That's my thoughts, and beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam, and thank you for reading as well. I'm just going to check the studio here, and we have a caller. Area code 915. Hello, Louis Wildove.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Hey, Pam. I see Phil's on the board. Hey, Gray.
Hi.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. Did you get to hear the poem that Pam read?
No, because I couldn't hear anything. But I did go and read you know, what she wrote a quote to. I thought that was fantastic because it's time dictates memory, but destiny dictates complacency. And congratulations on her medal. I thought that she wrote this very well, you know, because memory is funny. It comes in different ways sometimes in long storytelling or short glimpses of something sometimes. That we try to recall, And, you know, in Death Hines, what we make it, you know, it can be, I really like where she said here, creating Baroque images, you know, the old-fashioned beliefs and stuff that we possibly have, and then suffuse with light and shade, because there's not, the destiny's path is not always easy, and it's troubled sometimes, but it also lights a way on which way and direction we can go.
Absolutely. Great comment, Leah. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind reading this, Leah, that would be great.
Okay. All right. There it is. And this is another poem that I was reading from Jessica. She just writes such sensual poetry and dark poetry. And this is titled Kissing My Soul. Bruised eyes, your hunger shows, entrancing me, deeply kissing my soul, extenuate me, in poem.
Beautiful read, Leah. And you can feel the hunger, you know, in this poem, the passion, extenuate me. And bruised eyes, your hunger show, entrancing me, deeply kissing my soul, exsanguinate me, and sanguinate me. You know, you could feel the passion and the desire in that poem for such a 13-word poem. It's just fascinating, her ability to get so much expressed in so few words. And what did you think, Pam?
Yeah, this is amazing. The fact that she was able to tell a luscious vampire tale in only 13 words. I love the use of the word exsanguinate, and, you know, all the way through, it's absolutely beautiful. But my other favorite line was deeply kissing my soul. It gives that idea of it something being something more than physical. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. And Lee, what are your thoughts?
You know, I like the deep desire that she showed here, and that wanting to lose your physical life, to have a life that just lasts forever. So just take me now.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Lee. Thank you. Okay, this is called Volcanic Lips by Jessica D. Volcanic lips part slowly against mine, her sparking tongue, an electric dance, chest pounding to her cadence, eyes popping, rhythmic jolt, tectonic shifts. Her eyes sparkle as our lips part, skewering me with a comet's stare, smile blinding as winter sun on iced teeth. I raise my disciple's hand, cupping her honeyed cheek. She leans into my touch, exposing acres of sun-kissed neck. Her eyes blink out as my lips brush softly south of her ear. Puckered nibbles of sunlight, speckled jasmine, amber notes fill my lungs. She smells like a candy floss spring, tickling my tongue with sun-dappled clouds. Her smile is a swirling red galaxy, stealing my world in a breath. End poem. And I thought that was beautiful. You know, it was filled with passion and desire, and very creatively written as well. I really liked, you know, she wrote this to a prompt. Her skin to my touch is a freckled sun, daybreak of petals falling round as a honey crisp in my reverent hands, as soft in the mouth as mulled wine. And then she says, this was my first ever attempt at a sensual rite, having almost always written dark poems. It was for an LNP contest, as most of all my best writes are. I decided to challenge myself to write outside my comfort zone. Rare for me to be proud of anything I write, but this was one. And apparently she got gold on this, so that's a beautiful thing. And, yeah, so, I mean, the poem was passionate, you know, it was engaging, you know, inspirational to the love that is felt in this poem. So, awesome job. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is a beautiful, sensual write. I do remember this one. I've read it multiple times, and it's worth hearing and reading over and over again. It just has strong imagery and metaphor. It's a great reflection of the chosen prompt because there is that reverence in there. And I really like this all the way through, but especially the second and last stanza. When she brings in, she smells like a candy floss spring tickling my tongue with sun-dappled clouds. I thought that is just the most beautiful and romantic imagery. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. And Louis Wild Dog, what did you think? Hello, do you? Unmute. We seem to have lost Lee somewhere along the way.
Maybe she had to take time to cough or something.
Yeah. Thank you, Pam. Okay, I'm going to post the next poem here. And if you wouldn't mind giving this a read, please, Pam.
I would be happy to. All right. And this is Puppet of Time by Shadow Wraith. And it goes like this. Snared in strings, tendrils of life controlled, dancing to an unseen tune, life's mannequin pirouettes in gray. Aches count seconds, slicing through minutes, feeding an hourly report. Destiny pulls a tightened string. Sparks fly from within, igniting defiance across the fate. Free will a myth in aging shades. End poem.
Beautiful read, Pam. And I liked it. You know, it's in response to the first poem, Mosaic, which is... my opinion was life and living it, and I thought he captured that beautifully with the igniting defiance across the fates, free will and myth in aging shades. So yeah, just a stunning poem, Shadow Wraith. And Louis, what did you think? Oh, hold on. Hello, Louis. Welcome back.
Oh, my goodness. I'm. Can you go to Pam so I can read this real quick? Because I've been trying to get on.
Okay. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this is a wonderful brevity. I like how it so nicely reflects the prompt and yet goes with a theme all their own. I really like how the main theme of this is the idea that free will is a myth and that fate controls us like puppets. And the idea that time is not our own. I really do like that second stanza with the idea of what time is and how one part leads into the next. But dancing to an unseen tune, life's mannequin pirouettes in gray. And I like the contradiction or the juxtaposition of life's mannequin. I thought that was a really strong phrase and the idea that, yeah, it looks like life is going on, but really it's all just plastic and fake and blind. So excellent dark write and very well done.
Very astute comment. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was powerful imagery, you know, according to her poem prompt. You know, at times we are like puppets in time. Our genes, our family life, sometimes follow us through, and sometimes we, you know, I really like that example, pirouetting in gray, where sometimes we feel like as we're spinning and not knowing which direction to go. And then I really like how he tied it up in the last thing where he says that at times destiny pulls that string, and it just charges up our inner self. And at times we want to defy fate. And I thought that was just fantastically written. Awesome poem.
Beautiful comment, Lee. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. I'm not going to post Felons or Lawrence. They may call in. And I'm going to post one from Betty Page, if you don't mind, Lee.
Okay. Did you put it in the group? Because I don't see it. There it is. And this is titled Lusciously Bitten by Betty Page. Caressing your curves, soft, subtle, nude flesh on flesh, pink cherry lips kiss, lusciously bitten, tongues entwine erotically, you fascinate me. Your pretty blue eyes, wearing your topical dress, enchant me, goddess. Softly embrace me. Speak to me poetically, melodically. Singing so alluring, dress in anime cosplay, fantasy daydream. Excite with pleasures. My heart races by your touch. I can't help but scream. Chase me around sweetly, biting playfully. I'm smitten, lost in your embrace. We gaze high at stars, vast as our blue universe, rainbows in the dark. End poem.
Beautifully read, Lee. And that was, definitely sensual and powerful, right? You know, I mean, it really pulls you through with the opening stanza. Caressing your curves, soft, subtle, nude flesh on flesh, pink cherry lips kiss. And then she just carries that theme all the way through. And we gaze at stars, vast is our blue universe, rainbows in the dark. And, just a beautiful poem. What did you think, Pam?
I really liked this. I liked how this had a playful and fun sensuality. And she brings in the cosplay and the fantasy daydream and the idea of, you know, just having fun together. I really like lusciously bitten, tongues entwine, erotically, you fascinate me, and chase me round sweetly, biting playfully, I'm smitten, lost in your embrace. Just wonderful, sensual lines that are creative and fun and just very well done, right?
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Pam. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
I agree with Pam, this was very playful, putting on anime costumes to tease each other with red cherry lips kissing each other. And I really like where she says, we gaze high at stars, vast as our blue universe, rainbows in the dark. You know, that nightly passion that just seems to come out at night, you know, the werewolf moon just take a somebody.
Great comment, Lee. Thank you.
And
okay,
you have a caller. You have before you go. Okay. You have a caller, sweet.
Area code 470. Who's calling, please?
Hey, Fallon.
Hi, Fallon.
Hey, girl. He was just talking about you. Your ears must have been burning.
Oh, what'd y'all say about me?
I was gonna hold off on your
Okay, cool.
Do you have to read and run, Felon?
No, I'm gonna be here for a while.
Okay.
Did you get to hear the poem by Betty Page?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I had it because I bet it was really good. I'm a fan of Betty Page's.
Okay. Right?
Yes. Absolutely. And thank you, Lee. Okay, so I've got the next poem up, and this is by Agrisman.
Supernova by Gressman. I walk softly.
What's up, Lee?
No, I was just going to say he has a recording. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Supernova by Gretzmann. I walked softly onto the tenderness of your tongue. It delighted, it pervaded like a serpentine entanglement, squeezing me into submission. Your eyes dotting me with lashes until I lost control. Feasting lips sliding effortlessly down the ivy alba to moistness as I hovered and nibbled as you dug in. Controlling my movements like a joystick to get a high score, shuddering rapidly as warmth greeted me and we connected, my name said in a guttural low hush. Eye to eye, arms wrapped around each other as we blurred the silhouettes against the headboard and reached the euphoric yellow stars.
That was a beautiful read and a touching and loving poem, you know, filled with tenderness and connection. You know, it's your eyes dotted me with lashes until I lost control. Feasting lips sliding effortlessly down the Libya alba to moistness as I hovered and nibbled as you dug in. I mean, that's pretty visceral right there. And just a powerful poem. And it was written to Volcanic Lips also. So beautiful job, Jess. And Pam, what did you think?
This was a beautiful and emotive sensual write. Yeah, I really liked it all the way through. Supernova was a perfect title for it. I like how the main theme of this is the idea of finding a connection that is both through the body and through the spirit. And I have to say that my favorite stanza was the last one with eye to eye, arms wrapped around each other as we blurred the silhouettes against the headboard and reached the euphoric yellow stars. Just amazing lines and very well done.
Great comment. Thank you, Pam. Lee, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was deeply sexy at Gressman. I even loved his read. I loved his sensual imagery in here in regards to Jessica's poem. I liked how he talked about, I could visually see, I walked softly into the tenderness of your tongue, oh, like a serpentine entanglement, squeezing me into submission. Oh, yeah, that was so delightfully delicious. And then, you know, I liked how it says that, you know, they until I lost control to feasting lips. You know, this was just beautiful. As, you know, you're connecting with this person. And then, you know, what here where she says, my, you know, he says, my name said in a guttural low hush, you know, just that deep piercing ecstasy. This was just fabulous. Fabulous.
Great comment, Lou. Thank you. And Fallon, what did you think?
Well, I was very, this was very, very sensual, but yet at the same time, what I liked was, I guess the double meaning to controlling my movements like a joystick to the high score, shuddering rapidly, greeted me, and we connected. My name said it, and let me blow up. That is super hot, and I think this is very sensual right on top of that. I think that's, be able to do both of those, it takes talent, so great job there. Good job.
Good. Thank you, Fallon. Okay, I'm posting the next one, if you wouldn't mind reading that, please, Fallon.
Oh, absolutely. This is by Adam. It's called Kiss Me. Her silhouette is burnt into my soul as her tributaries feed memories to my heart. The memory with breath taking in the dawning spring. Bluish orange clouds traveled like dandelion seeds dispersed from the wind. Love is a nectar where gentleness is sweet as the honey secret to our lips. Now kiss me to remember you. Above all loving silence, in point.
Beautiful read, Fallon. And that's a lovely poem. I mean, you know, it speaks to a kiss, which is, you know, a powerful thing. You know, it burns a silhouette into his soul, and her tributaries feed memories to his heart. And the morning was breathtaking in the dawning spring. And it's very visceral and engaging throughout. Just a wonderful poem. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I have to agree there, Greg. Great comment, because, you know, a kiss is a powerful thing, and it is a very engaging poem. I think Volcanic Lips is probably going to be the most written to poem in the contest, and I don't blame anybody for that because it's stunning, but I really liked how this was about, you know, the kiss and the memory of love, and I loved it all the way through, but especially the imagery and bluish-orange clouds traveled like dandelion seeds dispersed from the wind. Love is the nectar whose gentleness is sweet as the honey secreted to our lips. Wonderful lines there, beautifully written and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And what did you think, Lee?
I thought Fallon did a beautiful job in reading Ed's poem. This was, you know, to me it was soft and sultry. You know, speaking to the one that you loved and experience that the taste that they have. And I thought that he beautifully caught that last line. Now kiss me to remember you above our loving silence. That kiss that just, you've searched eternity for it. Beautifully penned.
Beautiful comment, Lee. Thank you. And Fallon, what did you think of the poem that you read?
I think he did a really good take on the prompt as well. The first stanza really speaks out to me the most. I think, you know, her silhouette is burnt into his memory, you know, burnt into his soul, he says, and his soul, you know, and her tributaries feed the memories to his heart. So everything that contributes, anything that who he is burnt to his soul, and it's what feeds him to live. So I think this is just breathtaking in itself, and it was an excellent write.
Wonderful comment. Thank you. And I've got the next poem up. It's by Richard Wiseman, and he has a recording.
Of Time, Light, and Shade by Richard Wiseman. Of time, light, and shade, let my primordial mind dance back midst dreamless dusk's thunder, soaring ever outward while locked in drumbeat heart rhythms, inhaling ancient owl spirit bright as she burns through hunting visions of night. My totem spirit swoops south from tops of these timeless oaks, gliding down towards scurrying forest mice in flight, the slowest now captive in my time-worn talons. Her entrails now nourish yawning beaks of my nest-bound owlets. End of poem.
Wow, beautifully read. And, you know, such a visceral poem, spiritual, deeply engaging throughout. I love the poem. My light is dim, and in times it's brighter. So just a beautiful poem on the subject of our life, and a wonderful response to Mosaic by Jessica D. So beautiful job, Richard. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked this one. I thought it had amazing imagery and metaphors. It was this brilliant spiritual rite on the owl totem nurturing the self. And I really loved it all the way through. As always, Richard is just a phenomenal poet. But the last part, towards scurrying forest mice in flight, the slowest now captive in my time-worn talons, her entrails now nourish yawning beaks of my new-bound owlets. It makes me think of the idea of the owl totem nurturing the inner self, but also the nurturing of family. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
I just thought this was beautifully penned. I was looking at Richard's Anne, and he says this is also a poem about a shaman shape-shifting into a totem spirit of female owl. You know, our lives are different mosaics of everything. Our prior lives, our lives after this flesh life that we live on. And, you know, Pam brought that out, you know, through our poetry. Our poetry will live on, you know, beyond us. And our, and we shape-shift into the different things that we're going through. And, you know, we need, for me, this was the nourishment about ourselves and nourishment about those who love us and around us, whether they be family, bloodlines, or friends through our spirits meeting kindred souls. And I thought this was beautifully, beautifully penned by Richard.
Wonderful comment, Lou. Thank you. And Fallon, what did you think?
This is a very stunning ride, and I think honestly, if you could see, like, if there was a show on, like, you see these owls with their wings stretched out as they're circling their prey or whatever, mm-hmm. they could be reading. It would just go so nicely with that, and just basically set the tone for what's about to happen. And I think that, I mean, this is a very nice piece by him, and very such a great tribute to Jessica D's poem, the mosaic. I mean, great job.
Great comment, thank you. All right, I'm going to post the next poem here. And I'm on page load. There we go. There we go. Okay, this is called Dreams in the Distance by In Chains. Raspberry yellows filled the breeze upon a picture, mosaic of sunny day memories where absence made the heart grow fonder. Golden leaf drop streaks beneath old pocket handkerchief. That's where my teardrops met dust. My eyes were gravel blind, taking to fields of pure harvest, white hoarding ashy crystals from yesterlife. Sun kissed my skin from head to toe as moon in a puddle faced downwards. Darkness left a tutu of stars across my hourglass waistline. Like a princess, I wore it with grace, wearing hair dividers made from honeyed twigs whilst tripping from the skivvied meadows, hinges caressing the breadline of my naked, pale, end poem. And, yeah, that was beautiful. I mean, you know, so descriptive. Raspberry yellows filled the breeze upon a picture of mosaic sunny day memories where absence made the heart grow fonder. I mean, it really starts you off thinking, you know, where this is going, and then she carries it through to the end of her her life with the red line of my naked pale, or hinges caressing the red line of my naked pale. So just a fascinating poem and fantastic Joe style. So beautifully done. And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this was amazing. It had brilliant imagery and metaphors. It was absolutely, as you say, Joe's own unique style, which is so beautiful. I feel like there's in this an offering up of the parts of oneself. I like how it has a dark sensuality to it. I really like golden leaf drops streaks beneath old pocket handkerchief. That's where my teardrops met dust. And like a princess, I wore it with grace, wearing hair dividers made from honeyed twigs whilst tripping from the skeeved meadows. You know, there's this whole idea of the absolute sadness of handing over pieces to other people and wearing that pain with a kind of crown. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know, this poem is so well written by Joe. You know, she just makes you feel, it's very emotive, and it makes you feel the emotions. You know, mosaic, to me, a mosaic is at times is beautiful broken art of light and dark in between of our painful memories. You know, where she talks about how we remember our memories that made us so happy. And then, you know, there are the memories where that are in our handkerchief where it says where, you know, they make us cry, you know, the different types of memories and, you know, the issues that we go through. And then, you know, and it's true with that third stanza, which I'll stop there so somebody else can comment. We do hoard those crystals of yesterlife that those crystals which we don't want to look through or those that we cherish and touch, you know, those different types of memories. This was an excellent poem.
Beautifully said, Lou. Thank you. And Fallon, what are your thoughts?
As always, Joe knocks it out of the park. I really enjoy this because it's about nature, bringing it into like nature of living, you know, living and loving. I was also brought to the stanza, sun kissed my skin from head to toe as moon in the puddle faced downwards. Darkness left a tutu of stars across the hourglass waistline. To me, that's saying that she was kissed by the sun, and when he was around, he was the sun, but you know, when he was gone, the dark, you know, the moon was gloomy, but yet she still had the stars to remind her of him. This is just an absolutely stunning poem. It's a great write.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Fallon. Okay, I'm going to post the next one, Pam, if you wouldn't mind reading it, please. Thank you.
I would be happy to. All right.
Sorry, I get it here.
Oh, okay.
1 second. There we go.
God, great. I thought it was my computer that was slow, but it's you. And also, sorry, Pam, he has a recording, Gray.
Who, Tanaski?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I rechecked your list, and you missed half of them. Bad, 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 Gray.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Burn in ornaments of suspended essence, cradled embers imprinted onto delicate fragility. Petals, billows through frozen frames, the haunted bath of leaping leopards. Weak, distracted, floating figurines, lifting heavy feet towards a small existence. Stained glass in churches resembling dried ashen theaters, cutting dreams into shapely silhouettes. Ensenada clear azure, unreachable white prisons, crescendo boldly, capturing howling emptiness. Golden dress with delicate little slippers, a dove flew past horizon, so she went to a place nobody recognized, her cinder face. The moon melted past midnight, we worshipped this heated city, turning pale rocks, curving lines, gilt and gold, exposing strange worms beneath, discontented madmen revealed. The prince leans forward, shaking silver spoons, took a frozen hand, galloped to destination.
Well, beautiful read. And yes, thank you for the SoundCloud, Lou. I appreciate it. But, you know, I like it. You know, he's got such fantastic imagery. Golden dress with delicate little slippers, a dove flew past horizon. She went to a place nobody recognized, her cinder face. I mean, just haunting. And the prince leaned forward, shaking silver spoons, took a frozen hand, galloped to destination. This is fantastic, right? Beautifully written. And a wonderful read as well. Pam, what did you think?
I really like this one. First of all, as always, I enjoy his kind of gritty, raw reading voice, which works really well for like beat style poetry. This has powerful imagery and metaphors. I like how it's like a twisted look at a fairy tale. You know, I like the play on words in the end stanzas, a frozen hand gallop to destination, and the fact that he capitalized, put destiny and nation together, as if there's this idea that the sacrifices you make aren't for yourself. I also liked the imagery and weak, distracted, floating figurines lifting heavy feet forward as small existence stained glass in churches. I feel like that speaks on the working man and woman, the poor that are forgotten and buried beneath the chaos of the city. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
I thought he painted a powerful poem of imagery that just moves throughout here. I agree with everybody's comments. You know, sometimes our mosaic has those tender, colorful moments as well as the deep leaping, you know, past the haunting, past the leaping leopards, which I thought his imagery was fantastic in that. And that how sometimes we can get lost. But for me, it was that, you know, last ending stanza where someone steps into our life, and here it's the prince that takes the hand of this broken princess and leads her to healing and to a more spiritual place and destination. This was just gorgeous.
Wonderful comment, Liu. Thank you. And Ellen, what are your thoughts?
I think this is very brilliant. For one, he talks about the burning ornaments and then the petals and then the figurines, because they're, you know, and then the azure of the actual island, and then the golden dress and the moon, to bring the hues out, and each one of those without mentioning the hue is bringing that mosaic together to me, and that to me is brilliant how he put all this together. It's like pieces of this and that, but at the same time it paints a beautiful masterpiece, and this is just absolutely stunning work.
Great comment, thank you. And okay, I'm going to post the next poem, please. I mean, Pam, if you don't mind, please.
I don't mind at all if you post the poem there, Gray. You have my permission. All right, yes, I'll be happy to read this. This is Mosaic by Daniel Deschino, and it goes like this. Each moment a brushstroke in a million-room gallery, viewings within the mirror of vision. What is destiny but what I am, the sum of all rooms, a flipbook of paintings and poems.
Wow, beautiful read, Pam. And that's a lovely poem, you know. He really captured the essence of the rite quite beautifully, especially in his brevity form. You know, like, life paints itself in front of us as we look in the mirror and look back on what we've seen. And, you know, what is destiny but what I am, the sum of all rooms, a flipbook of paintings. You know, just a beautiful, beautiful poem and wonderful read, Pam. What did you think, Liu?
I thought that Pam, there was a powerfulness in her voice when she read this, and I really enjoyed that with Daniel's poem, because, you know, we are a book. And, you know, when you look through our lives and the things that we do, you know, it's a vast amount of pages that defines who we are. And you can only get that by looking through the gallery of the beauty of the person's soul. And I thought that he caught that wonderfully.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leah. And Bellin, what are your thoughts?
Wow, I was taken back by this poem. For this is a brevity, which is something Daniel doesn't really do too often, and he does it great, because to me it just spoke that, you know, we, with each breaststroke, you know, breaststroke of us, we can be in a million room gallery, but yet it all reflects back on us. It's the people that we touch. We don't even know the ones we have shined in front of, or we painted a portrait of ourselves that's been everlasting to them, and that, you know, the flip book of paintings, because we all have paintings. Some are scenes of beauty, some are scenes of such fortunate moments, but at the same time we still paint our lives in the way that we leave on to others. So this is just an absolutely stunning light. Great job.
Thank you, Fallon. Great comment. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is definitely a powerful brevity. Really liked it all the way through. Found it very moving and relatable. I liked the idea of the viewings within the mirror of vision. So the whole room, the whole gallery filled with mirrors that shows the artwork from different angles. And I really liked the end lines too, the sum of all rooms, a flip book of paintings. And I like that flip book of paintings because it makes me think about when my two oldest were little and they used to love to buy little notebooks or have me buy little notebooks for them at the dollar store and then make flip books. And it's just such a clever metaphor for the way that our life is the sum of our parts. So excellent write and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. And, Liu, it's your turn to read, so you got to go dropping on us again. Call back in. Okay, so.
She should be right back. She's got to call back in.
Yeah. She got dropped again, so she's trying to call back.
Yeah.
Feels like you need to hold your chair. That's funny.
It might take a while. Velcro or handcuffs or something.
Right.
Calling.
Okay. Okay, she's calling, so we'll give her a couple of seconds here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Woo-hoo! Hi, welcome back.
Yay. Okay, so I didn't hear in the silence. What am I supposed to do now?
You're supposed to read. Thank you.
Okay. By Mamya?
Yes.
All right. Sleeping with You by Mamya. Warm embrace, scorching kiss, trembling knee. With you, I missed. Temperatures rising, fever hot. Serendipitous timing, it was you I sought. Duplicitous promises, truthful lies, cruel caresses, it was me who died. In poem.
Beautiful read, Liu. And I like that poem. I mean, what a take on the prompt. You know, she really captures the essence of, you know, the few words that Jessica written with 13 words, bruised eyes, your hunger show, entrancing me, deeply kissing my soul, insanguate me. And then Mamya's right was, I thought it was a wonderful capturing of that essence. Warm embrace, scorching kiss, trembling knees, it was you I missed. And then duplicitous promises, truthful lies, cruel caresses, it was me who died. Such a sad ending, beautifully written. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, this was a sad and emotive write. You know, I liked that it was a reflection of the prompt and yet was truly Mamya's own beautiful and unique style. I like how that this is about the sadness made when you sacrifice yourself for the lie, a love that's a lie. Temperatures rising, fever hot, serendipitous timing, it was you I sought. Wonderful lines there, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam, thank you. And Liu, or sorry, Fallon, what did you think?
This is a very stunning write, and like you said, in such small, just very few words, she captured something so tender. At the same time, it was like you were woven to the words that she was saying. Warm embrace, scorching kiss, trembling knees. It was you I missed. I mean, that is just absolutely, I love it. Great job, ma'am, y'all.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Fallon. And Liu Wildup, what did you think?
I thought Mamya wrote this fantastic. To be in love with somebody that you're missing, you just can't wait for their kiss, and you search for them, you know, because nobody can kiss you like that person there times through those lies, which is a cruel caress where you will lose your human life. And I don't know if she meant it in that way, since she was talking about vampires in her Jessica's brevity. But I thought she caught it where she said, it was me who died, because that's exactly what happens. And I thought the emotions there, like Pam says, was very emotive, and she caught it in such a fantastic way. And I'm at a loss for words. Up, up. Thank you.
Beautiful comment, Lou. Thank you. And, okay, so I've got everybody on that. All right, I'm going to post the next poem here. And Fallon, if you wouldn't mind reading this wonderful artist, that would be great.
Oh, that would be me. Look at there. Oh, my God, you did it to me every time, and I fall for it.
Erupting. I like the title.
All right. Erupting, Please, by Fallon. Fault lines trace beneath the taste savoring all of you, reaching depths where desire slept, becoming your voodoo, piercing sins upon thirsty skin, leaving me a tattoo, caressing each and every sun-drop kiss, spoke as a miracle, you were my only wish. The volcano purring, a kitty's pain, me hiss. End point.
I liked it. Beautiful read, Fallon. And, I mean, you know, that's saucy. You know, it's full of...
saucy?
Saucy, yeah. You know, the volcano purring, the kitty came and hit, caressing each and every sundrop kiss. You know, it's just beautiful. The imagery is fantastic, and I really like the whole overall poem. Beautifully done, Fallon.
Thank you, Greg.
Pam, are you back? Okay. Liu, what did you think?
I'd be gozo, Fallon. And that means hot. It's like when you get hot sauce and you have to open your mouth to let some hot moisture come in. Oh, my goodness. Is it your title, girl? Oh, man. Erupting? Okay, you had me at erupting. So, and I think after that I lost thought, but I do love where you spoke how the miracle was the only wish to get that caressed and sun-drop kiss. I love this stanza, piercing sins upon thirsty skin, leaving me a tattoo. Oh, was it Hickey's girl?
It might have been. Might have been. I think it could have been.
Yeah, well, you know, here you got a kiss and tell.
Sorry, a handprint.
beautiful reading, right, Fallon? Well done. And
you are not going to believe what Bill put up for my name.
What?
And this is Frank's fault. Phil put my name as Velcro applied. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and she thinks we're being bad. Oh, man. Phil, naughty. Naughty, naughty.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. Maybe I won't grab that one.
Velcro.
I will grab
that one. Oh, my goodness.
Weaver of Dreams. She has a SoundCloud. Okay, there's that. Now, please. Recording. Oh, I see. In the studio. Velcro applied. Okay, here's Weaver.
It is dusk. On your face are shadows of sorrow, past memories and truth. Destiny alters from gray to fluorescent yellow, and all between.
Beautifully read. And it's a beautiful takeoff of the prompt. You know, she captures the essence of the poem Mosaic by Jessica D quite beautifully. and it's entrancing and engaging. She wrote, so excellent, right, Weaver? And Pam, are you back? Okay.
I am, yes. Oh, I missed Felon's poem. I'm sorry. Dang it. I will definitely go back, read that later, and leave you a nice written comment, Felon. And because I really thought I was doing my time better than that. But,
okay.
I did get to hear Weaver's poem, and it was a wonderful brevity. I like where she starts with "It is dusk," because you know it gives that idea where it's that awakening time. You know, that time to just acknowledge one's sorrows. I really like "Destiny alters from gray to fluorescent yellow and all between." I don't know. I just really like that idea of the bringing the color into destiny so that life is no longer about the grays, the darkness, the shadows. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know, to me, this was so painful. You know, when you deeply love somebody and you look at those shadows and lines on their face and you see how they suffer. But beyond that suffering, you know, we can look at past memories that can outshine. You know, to me, love and kindness cover so much of the heaviness of one's soul that not only does it help us see the light, but it helps us remember the beauty. And that's what poetry is, remembering the beauty through the sorrow. And I thought she beautifully caught that.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lisa. Thank you. And Felon, what did you think? Felon dropped. Uh-oh. Call back, Felon. Okay. All right. Okay, well, we'll carry on. And the next poem is by Jack Tonkovic. And I'll give this a read as soon as I post it to the group. There we go. This is called Mosaic 2 by Jack Tonkovic. Patterns in color, light and dark, reddish blue into purple, light shining through stained glass windows, squared circles, turquoise and lemon make forest green, rounded rectangles make eyes and mouth smile. We kneel and sing patterns in color and poem. And that was beautiful. I mean, you know, it really speaks to life and how we live it, you know. And I thought it was just a wonderful write on the subject of Jessica's poem, Mosaic, and, you know, the lightness and the darkness and the colors that mix up and make our lives and all the different shades and apertures. So beautifully written, Jack. And Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I really like this. Very cool. Wonderful use of colors and shapes to where you can see the mosaic before you. Light shining through stained glass windows, squared circles, turquoise and lemon make forest green. I like how it reminds us that all the different colors and shapes are needed. I also like how this has a kind of spirituality of it, and we kneel and sing patterns in color. How important, you know, color and patterns are to make up such an amazing world. And so excellent write and very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. Thank you. And Lee, welcome back.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get to hear you read it all, but I did read some. I really love this poem by Jack. His poems are always so delightful, rich in emotions and colors, like Pam was bringing out. And, you know, it is those colors that stand by themselves, but also when mixed, become these beautiful hues Pam brought out that paints our world, paints our poetry, and paints the memories that we see, like, you know, right here, squared circles, turquoise and lemon make forest green. And then he goes into the shapes of the things that we treasure in our life, and also at the same token with the spirituality of whatever your spiritual background is, you know, that we can sing praises because we survive and go through each pattern and shape that our life puts us through, and he caught that beautifully.
I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you, Leah, for that wonderful comment. Okay, so I'm going to post this one here by Martha Ghetto, and she has a SoundCloud. So I will play that. And welcome to the show, Fill My Eyes.
Well, hello there, Brian, Pam, and Luju with the Gorilla Glue.
Bad. You changed my name again. Guess what she put?
Yeah, Luju with Gorilla Glue.
Luju with Gorilla Glue.
I had that on her before. Didn't
I
have
to work this time because it keeps dropping me.
Yeah. Well, the Velcro didn't work, so I had to step it up a little bit with some Gorilla Glue.
I hope it works.
But, you know, using a seatbelt, that's what I'm going to do next. So I figured I would call in and help you all read. And Jessica, wherever you're at, I'm not sure, maybe you're resting, because I know you live on the other side of the pond. I hope you're doing well, and congratulations on the tribute show. I like it. Very nice. Very nice. Wonderful poetry used as prompts tonight. So great stuff. Okay, I'm going to be quiet now.
Okay. I got the next poem up by Martha Ghetto, and she has a SoundCloud.
Kiss Me by Martha Ghetto. Kissing you is like kissing fire. You always light my desire. And I know it stays the same. You send my body up in flames. I get lost in your heat as you light me up from my head to feet. And I always stay warm, you know, from the heat of your afterglow. So come kiss me and hold me close as we bask in the fire's glow. When you place your lips on mine, you light my fire every time. So kiss me and fill me with your heat as you supply my every need. You fill me with rage and fire as I burn in passion's desire. So come kiss me and hold me close as we bask in the fire's glow. When you place your lips on mine, you light my fire every time. I love you and I always will. The fire burns in me still. So with your kiss, light me up. Of you I never get enough.
Well, such a powerful voice. And was wonderful to hear her singing again. It's been a while, and I thought she did a beautiful job on the right. You know, the right is, I didn't catch which prompt it was to do with, but that's okay. You know, it's a
volcanic kiss.
Right? Sorry?
Yeah, I think so.
Volcanic kiss.
Yeah.
The third prompt in the contest.
Yeah. But no, I mean, you know, you can feel the passion and the desire and the love and the connection, and you can hear it in her voice when she sings that she feels Elvis in her heart. And so that was beautiful. Excellent job, Martha. Pam, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought this was an amazing sensual rite, really nice song with great rhyme and flow to it. I thought it was filled with a lot of heated passion. I particularly like the lines, and I get lost in your heat as you light me up from head to feet, and I always stay warm, you know, from the heat of your afterglow. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Lou, what are your thoughts?
Well, she's our very own Loretta Lynn. I love the cadence throughout. I love how she just burned. I smiled when I heard her singing, especially when she got to the chorus stanza, but I loved how she says that, you light me up from head to feet. That just made me smile. And then we start hearing her sing, when you place your lips on mine, you light my fire every time. I just got a big kick out of it. You could almost hear her smiling when she was reading that. Fabulous imagery. Excellent, excellent lyrics.
Great comment, Lou. Thank you. And Fill My Eyes, what did you think?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great piece by Martha. I thought it was well penned, and I thought it was a great take on the prompt. And, yeah, I thought the audio was just really good. I mean, God bless her. She can build it out there. That's what I can say about
she
that.
She sure can.
She does. She's a great, powerful voice. And she definitely, you know, can. She can definitely put that out there. And good for her. I couldn't sing like that. You know, but really, I couldn't. I don't have that much power in my voice. But then, you know, sometimes I struggle to breathe, so why not, right? But it was really well done.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it was a great job, Martha. It's good to hear you back. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil. Okay, so I'm going to post the next one, if you wouldn't mind, please, Phil.
Sure. I just have to put a couple more letters on that one word I'm sending to Pam. Okay. Is this the one by Forgotten Dreams?
Yes.
Okay. No Longer Dormant by Forgotten Dreams. Her hair glows like sunset, fiery marmalade locks cascading around pale moon shoulders. My fingers brush wispy strands behind a soft curve of ear and jolts like lightning spark in veins. Eyes glitter like stars blooming in twilight skies as a smile cracks the soft painting of her face. Sweet breath crashes over me like briny waves and caramelized vanilla. Hunger gnaws in the rumbling gut as magma lips slowly meet mine. Tongues lick like flames, dancing by teeth and sucking embers from deep within. Lava hands spill down wavy silhouettes, scorching, sizzling skin. Volcanic bodies collide with like molecules. Together, we erupt. And poem.
Beautiful read, Phil.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, I liked it. You know, you did a wonderful job reading it. And, you know, the poem is very visceral. It's you can feel the passion and the desire. And, you know, it's deeply engaging. It really pulls you along through the rite. Right up to the final stanza where it says, lava hands spill down, wavy silhouettes, scorching, sizzling skin. Volcanic bodies collide like molecules together. We erupt. Just passionate, extremely sensual, and very well written. But what did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was definitely beautiful. It had amazing imagery and metaphors. I loved how there was a sensuality to it, a romanticism to it, the use of powerful nature imagery, you know, with magma lips slowly meet mine, tongues lick like flame. But out of all of this, I did particularly like that second stanza, which mentions the caramelized vanilla. Sweet breath crashes over me like briny waves and caramelized vanilla. Now, those are absolutely delicious lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie Wildup, what did you think?
I thought that that Forgotten Dream just wrote such beautiful, sultry image that feel nicely read. Like, I just loved those two first stanzas where she says her hair closed like sunset, fiery marmalade locks skating around helm and shoulders, and you could just literally see that imagery. And then with that second stanza, my fingers brush wispy strands behind the soft curve of ear and jolts like lightning sparks and bangs when you feel that person touch you, and the way that they touch you just softly behind your ears and as it goes down your neck, it does, it's just like lightning just going from the hair, from your hair all the way to your toes, and you could just feel it as she expands into the rest of the poem. But I'll let somebody else comment. And plus I like the briny waves and caramelized vanilla like Pam too.
Yeah, I figured you would. Thank you. So my eyes, what did you think?
You know, I thought this was a nicely penned piece. Wonderful imagery, and the emotions were very well expressed. Beautiful response to the prompt, I thought. So wonderful job, Forgotten Dream. Really nice work, and thanks for sharing. Absolutely.
Great comment, Bill. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Pam Ray, I have your poem up if you wouldn't mind reading, please.
All right. Well, this is Watching from Afar, and it goes like this. You walk a trail of shadows through city streets. Pinpoints of light stray from your umber eyes. We take turns watching each other from afar, both of us hungry, both of us craving the joining of our bodies. You want the crimson ink that runs beneath my parchment. I want the eternal knowledge and power that is part of you. I shall play coy for you, my lord of bricks and neon lights, pretending I don't know you are approaching. Now that you are here, pierce my offered neck with the pain of your kiss. Drain me of every weakness I possess, and from this puddle I will rise a cryptic queen, ready and willing to hunt by your side. End poem.
Wow, beautiful read, Pam. That's a powerful poem on the subject of vampirism. You know, it's very dark but full of light, and you know, like, I shall play coy for you, my lord of bricks and neon lights, pretending I don't know you're approaching. So, like, that the coy, willing victim of his ever afterlife. And I thought it was just beautiful, haunting poem, Pam.
Thank you.
Lee, what do you think? Absolutely.
Well, you know, I love the dark imagery and sensuality of your poem, Pam, you know, there's just something about that delicious bite that will just, like it says right here, I really liked when you said pinpoints of light stray from your umber eyes. You take turns watching each other from afar. You're just setting that tempestuous relationship and what's coming. Both of us hungry. Both of us craving the joining of our bodies, and then, oh my God, this is like my favorite stanza. I'm probably going to read your whole poem, but that's okay. It says, you want the crimson ink that runs beneath my parchment. And then he answers, you know, where it says, where you're answering, you want the eternal knowledge and power that is part of you. You know, just that eternity is just so tempting that you can't wait to be bitten, but at the same time, he can't wait to drain you of your ruby red blood. And I thought that you caught that so deliciously when you said that you would rise as the cryptic queen. Ooh, what a bite.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome comment, Lou. Thank you. And fill my eyes. What are your thoughts?
Well, Pam, I thought this was a great poem and a great reflection of the prompt. You know, it was such a short brevity for Jessica, but you've taken it to another height with all that you've done with it. I thought it was an excellent job, and I really enjoyed it. So, nice work.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great comment, Phil. And Lou, would you mind reading for our next incredible writer?
Mm-hmm. Let me refresh. And Pee-wee's joined the group along with Robbie. Hey, guys.
Dial them phones. Dial them phones. Sorry, I got carried away with myself. Sorry.
Okay, and I put up the wrong. That's not the right poem, Greg. Did I put up the wrong poem?
I don't know. That's what we checked the contest.
No, let me go get it. You have the wrong poem up. That was for a contest. Okay. Hold on, let me find it. I got it.
Yeah.
Come on, copy. Okay, I'm on my turtle computer, so it's coming.
I got it. Let me throw it
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Okay,
let me
too.
See if I can get it.
There we go.
There it is.
Everybody's getting a moment. Okay. Okay, this was written for Volcanic Kiss. I was inspired by Jessica's poem, and this is titled Sobreando el Nectar Dorado, which translated in English means tasting golden nectar. Lips press unprinted vocal vowel, electrifying butterfly kisses, press, singe, singeing stained succulent imprints, tattooing stained honeyed reminders, wet them, promised heated, whispered, paint celestial trails, fingers grasp hardened milky peak, swelling, moan, suckling fills, quenching tongue flickers, bathing in scented cream peach, time juicy exotic fruits, oriental vanilla, moaned exhales, golden clasp fingers massage, coppered creamy cleavage exhale, shivering onyx eyes petition, insatiable thirst wanton release, electrifying sensation, sweet scent swirls, sweet and cherried sandalwood musk, intoxicating mind, raised watery stamen, quivering flaming petals saturate, ginger aroma, scented tangerine, black currant sabor, flows paint my golden lips, thrusting fingers and dipping luscious nectar, tasting golden nectar, saboreando el nectar dorado. End poem.
Wow, that was beautiful. Beautiful read and amazing, right? You know, it's very sensuous, and it made me hungry. Yeah, you know, we've got summertime juicy erotic fruits and the quenching tongue flickering, golden clasp, fingers massage, coppery, creamy cleavage, exhales. Just a beautiful poem, you know, done in your unique and signature style. So I thought it was just a beautiful write. Very, very well done, Lee.
Thank you.
And Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this is absolutely brilliant and delicious. Sensuality, wonderful imagery. I love that you not only bring in imagery, but the taste and the scent, you know, that fruit, that idea of how important taste is to making love, and beautifully written couplets. I really like the sense of movement in fingers, grass, hardened, milky peak, swelling, moan, suckling, fill, quenching tongue, flickers, bathed in scented cream peach. And then electrifying sensation, sweet scent, swirl, sweetened, cherry, sandalwood, musk, intoxicating minds. Because the thing is, you don't want just the body, you know, to be turned on. You want the mind to be turned on with all the different sensations that are involved, including scent. So amazing, right, and very well done.
Thank
Great
you,
comment. Yeah. And Bill, what did you think?
Well, let me say this. Lou you. What a beautiful, a wonderful sensual write. You know, a wonderful take on the prompt and very well penned. There were just so many wonderful couplets and great imagery. And then I wrote, yeah, what Pam said. It's all there, you know. So, you know, and I knew she was going to nail it all before I even, like, finished writing this. And I, yeah, what Pam said. I was agreeing with her. I thought it was wonderful. Great job with this. Absolutely. What a great prompt
Thank
that
you.
Piece was of Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, volcanic lips. I mean, yeah. It was a nice, seductive piece and wonderfully done and penned itself. So coming up with that as a prompt, you know, was, yeah, it was brilliant. So nice job, guys, on that as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to post the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind reading. Phil.
Oh, hang on. I got to find it. Oh, by Laurent? Where is it? How come he's not reading his own damn?
I don't know. I sent him a message. He didn't respond.
Okay, this is called Shards of Her. Creamy skin, strawberry red hair, green eyes that enveloped my reality. Web of memory settles all around me, an autumn gossamer of recall like fine silk. Soft and delicate, this insubstantial knife cuts deeply into a bloodletting of nostalgia. Cognitive chains are heavy, binding me to a past I would escape but can't. Non est factum, derivation in principle, is no winning argument, no unlocking key. Sweet taste of the conjoined mornings, echo is now a bitter drought. Laying wrapped in her arms, tasting what I held so closely, missing the bell's clear peal. Sounding moments of alpha and omega until I shattered a broken rainbow. Scattered pieces of me, finding deep shadows, hiding in a well of darkness. I have become irretrievable, one of a thousand points of light falling into the dark sun. A black hole of hope from which there is no escape. Existing has become a semantic memory, a plane surface extending in all directions. Caught out, I am tongueless, voiceless, mouthing burning regret without end, mired in a mosaic, shards of her. End quote.
Well, beautiful read, Bill. And that's a haunting poem. You know, you can feel his loss and his separation and being caught out. I'm tongueless, voiceless, mouthing, burning regret without end, mired in a mosaic, shards of her. You know, his life is haunted by her and it will be forever in perpetuum. So beautiful, right, and well read. Thank you, Bill. And thank you, Lauren. That was a great write. And it was written to Mosaic, obviously. But Pam, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this had strong imagery and metaphors. I also thought, Phil, that you did a wonderful read. You know, I like how the main theme of this is the idea of the broken pieces of memory that come back to us at times. I particularly liked the lines, sounding moments of Alpha and Omega until I shattered a broken rainbow, scattered pieces of me finding deep shadows hiding in a well of darkness. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. And Louie, what did you think?
You know, this was a very loving and at the same time extremely painful poem. How do you stop loving somebody, and how do you stop the pain that, you know, goes in the separation of, you know, somebody that is deeply loved, and you try to find a way through your mosaic of you know, those sharp edges that, you know, even though it's surrounded and sometimes buffered with our emotions or the passing of time, those sharp corners that embedded and colored our life like fine silk is just woven into our tapestry. And, you know, just this here where he says, laying wrapped in her arms, tasting what I held so closely, missing the bells, clear peal, sounding moments of Alpha and Omega until I shattered a broken rainbow, the love, you know, of two wolves that blend as one. Even though the rainbow is broken, the colors still remain.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful comment, Leah. Thank you. And what did you think?
Well, I think this was a beautifully penned piece by the lot. His work is always, you know, pristine, to say the least. I thought it was a fabulous take on the chosen prompt, and it was wonderful work with great imagery. Just a beautiful, beautiful write. So, yeah, just a wonderful write. So, thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Okay, so I'm going to grab the next poem here. And I will give this a read. This is called The Perpetuity of Our Lives. She spread across my desert like an oasis, bringing moisture to lips that longed her kiss. Her sky was lightning, filled with thunder, roared inside my chest as her storm blew in. Her eyes were brighter than the sun as we kissed, lighting the depths of my despair like fireworks. She smiled, and I melted from the core outwards. Her scent carried my soul aloft on spring breezes. Like the moon to midnight skyscape, she pierces my entity with shards of her being, encapsulating my heart. My hands cup her face, and the sun shines in the perpetuity of our lives. End poem. Pam, what did you think?
Well, first of all, perpetuity. Wow, that's like a $5 word in my book. And, you know, this is absolutely amazing. It's romantic. It's that connection that's both spiritual and physical. I love how you use the nature imagery, the desert imagery, to describe the beauty of this woman. And particularly, I liked that second stanza. Her eyes were brighter than the sun as we kissed, lighting the depths of my despair like fireworks. She smiled, and I melted from the core outwards. Her scent carried my soul aloft on spring breezes. How nice to have that kind of person that, like, just lifts your spirit. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Louie, what are your thoughts?
I thought that you wrote this beautifully in response to Jessica's poem. You know, there is that person that can just literally, like I laughed when you read this where you said, her eyes were brighter than the sun as we kissed, lighting the depths of my despair like fireworks. I could just see all those little freckles going everywhere, you know. And, you know, that just was the beauty of it, that somebody can just, like, lightning and thunder roar into your life. And, yeah, it can be quite stormy, I agree. But a forever storm blowing across Mars. And heat and kisses.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lee. Great comment. And Phil, what did you think?
Well, Lee, I have to say, I liked each of these stanzas. They were all really well done. But it was a beautiful write and had wonderful imagery and a fine, fine take on the prompt. But I have to say, I really liked the intro stanza. She spread across my desert like an oasis, bringing moisture to her lips that longed her kiss. Her sky was lightning filled and thunder roared inside my chest as a storm blew in. I thought that was just wonderful. I thought that was a perfect lead-in because you built, you built momentum before you even got out of that first stanza, you know, and it's only four lines. And I think you really, you know, just kicked it into gear there, and I thought that was just a beautiful job. So great work. Thanks for sharing.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bill. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hi, welcome.
I've been working and listening in, and not only is this suggested to these shows, so I had to be here, but then I heard phrase and I was like, I have to pause and call in because I didn't hear anybody appreciate the way that this compliments Jessica's poem. So in looking at, I read all of Jessica's stuff for this event, and everybody loved Jessica. I think everybody loved Jessica. I love Jessica. Anyways, what I thought was really fantastic is that Gray used volcanic lips from Jessica's writing to create the perpetuity of our lives. And in Jessica's poem, it's all about the heat. It's all about the way that this woman brings this heat and desire and electricity into the moment, into this passion, and makes things just exciting and hot and delectable. Graves, I don't know if you intentionally did this, but in Graves, he is the desert and she is the oasis that has come to flow across him to give him reprieve. Both of them speak in the sense, there's that mirroring of language, her eyes. He actually copied that. Second stanza for it says, was her eyes sparkle as our lips part. And in his is, her eyes were brighter than the sun as we kissed. So there's this beautiful mirroring of language in there. But on one hand, Jessica is speaking of heat and fire and passion. And so does Graves, that his comes in the sense of salvation and refreshing and that rebuoyance, the rehydrating of the soul because someone feeds into your cup, pours themselves upon you. And so I think that this is actually really quite a marvelous piece of work, Gray, because you not only took the thought that Jessica had, you mirrored it, you made it your own, and yet you kept to that same beautiful sense of the way the elements play into this, and yet how they can complement each other. Passion can be a volcano, but passion can also be an oasis. So I had to call in, and I had to say that because I thought it was truly sensational.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Victoria. And I'm going to post your poem since we have you here.
Get her while you can,
okay.
Greg. Get her while you can.
You never know when it'll be there.
And I'm not running the phones tonight, Smarty Pants. I'm not. Sticking my tongue out at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil did call me out the other day and then didn't answer the phone. So, okay, hold on. Let me get this up. Okay, this is Mosaic. Light catches the oddity of shapes, glued together with a bit of music and words, creating the work of art that makes the shattered pieces of your heart shine. The plaster, rough against my fingertips, saves the soft skin from jaded edges that have not had time to wear down, though it has tried. It transcribes the beauty of you that might have been masked had the world not shattered the seemingly ordinary glass into the thousands of slivers of pain, stick pieces gathered from the barren beach where salt water infused your surface one drop at a time, failed to wash away your broken beauty. Creating a mosaic that might have never been, crafted in quiet moments with nicks and cuts when the glass was held too tight. My fingers hardened with your plaster, sunk into every crevice of my hand. I do not wish to wash it off, lest the world forgets the labor that forged your masterpiece. Memories bound together by the stars. The history gathered and rebound so that the magic of you might shine through. End poem.
Beautiful read.
Beautiful.
And that's such a lovely poem. Right from the start, you go start it off with light catches the oddity of shapes, glued together with a bit of music and words, creating the work of art to make the shattered pieces of your heart shine. And how beautiful is that? And then, you know, you go, and the misted pieces gathered from the barren beach where the salt water infused your surface on drop at a time, one drop at a time, failed to wash away your broken beauty. And just haunting imagery. Beautiful, right? On the subject of love and connection and the beauty of somebody as well in your life and the beauty of their life. It's, you know, without them, your life wouldn't be beautiful. So a fantastic write and an excellent read as well, Victoria.
Thank you, Gray.
Pam, what did you think?
Oh, this was a wonderful write. The metaphors and imagery were amazing. I love how you took the prompt and made it your own and really extended it and worked from it. I like that this is paying tribute to an individual, but also speaks to many people who don't realize that the broken pieces of their life and their spirit and self make up a whole that is like this beautiful piece of art. I really like especially the plaster rough against my fingertips saves the soft skin from jaded edges that have not had time to wear down, though it has tried. It transcribes the beauty of you that might have been masked. I love the idea of unmasking somebody's beauty and helping them to see themselves as you see them. So amazing, right? And very well done, Victoria.
Thank you, Pam.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Louie, what are your thoughts?
I thought Victoria closely penned about Jessica's life. I could see it in here, especially with these two stanzas. It transcribes the beauty of you that might have been masked had the world not shattered that seemingly ordinary glass into thousands of slivers of pain and the misted pieces gathered from the barren beach where salt water infused your surface one drop at a time failed to wash away your broken beauty. I thought you beautifully captured the murmur, you know, the mermaid tears in here because I know that Jessica is always speaking of how she loves the ocean and the sea waves and her beach house and that, you know, in time when we're no longer here and life breaks us and we get broken, those pieces in time, you know, those pieces of glass, they're smooth and shaped and they become beautiful decorations and beautiful jewelry pieces that you give to the person that you love. As you know, your hand
skillfully made them. And just like with her poetry, those drops of glass are all over her page and beautifully shown. And I thought that you captured that magnificently. I really love that you personified that to her, the mermaid tears.
Thank you, Lulu. And I'm actually really appreciative that you caught that, because the many conversations that she and I have gotten to take often end with her telling me how, and she, I think she does, tells everybody this, but how before everything she would go for runs and she would end up at the beach. And so I'm really glad that you caught on to that, where the attempt to make this applicable to others, but the gentle weaving of the beauty that is Jessica. I'm really appreciative of that. Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing that, Victoria. And Phil, what did you think?
Yeah, Victoria, I thought this was really awesome. A fabulous take on the prompt with so many incredible lines and stanzas throughout. I thought it was amazing work, and I think you captured the thoughts in the prompts beautifully. I have to say, you know, I was looking at each of the stanzas, and I'm like, well, and I kind of was drawn to the first one. Light catches the oddity of shapes, glued together with a bit of music and words, creating the work of art that makes the shattered pieces of your heart shine. Beautiful lines. It just was a wonderful intro to the rest of it. But there's not a bad line in it. So, you know, excellent job.
Thank you, Phil.
You captured her beautifully.
Thank you.
Thank
Great
you.
Comment, Phil. Thank you. And would you like to say anything about your piece, Victoria?
I mean, you guys captured a lot of it. I struggled with writing for this contest because the background. I mean, I don't know how many people know it. I know the people here do. But she's had a very hard life that I think would break a lot of people. And listening to you guys made me kind of tear up, so I apologize if I get a little weepy. But I wanted to do justice to the beauty that I think sometimes Jessica forgot. The gentle peace that she filled her life with in the moments that she could, and the hardship that she fought against. I think sometimes she worried that it made her lesser, but in my eyes, it always just made her more beautiful. And so it was just a real honor to get to write this piece for her and to hear your guys' reception of it. So Jessica is wonderful and amazing, and I love her. And I just think that this show is a beautiful tribute to her. So thank you for it, Dre.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I've got the next poem up. It's by Poetic Picasso, and he has a SoundCloud.
The lustful lips were pressed against each other like voluptuous vixens. The coiling bodies wrapped within the scent of their intoxicating perfume. The fingers explore the deepest realm of their wild fantasies and bones, undressing each other with a French kiss as they began their sultry exhibition. Naked with the glistening dew of an amorous moonlight of lovers, lost in the penetrating passion of an eternal 4,000-year-old, rubbing bosom to bosom with the erotic stimulation of touch, drenching oil, massaging the shivering softness of their skin. The moans echo the tsunami of uninhibited desires quenched as they succumb to the seduction of the moisture of their exotic flesh. The 69 erogenous ecstasy of tunic lips wet in the fervor of a ravenous tongue, releasing the urge to feast on the famished platoon begging for a wanted nibble. The method wind excites them within their sensual arousal, a taste of fruit waiting to be peeled slowly from its zip, as they say there's a plunge into a Mediterranean climax, the coming of the peak of a bursting eruption. Sus cuerpos son un templo sexual, sus gemidos los ecos explícitos del mar, y sus labios la fuente de su pasión, sorbiendo cada gota de su humedad. The bodies are a sexual temple, the most explicit echoes of the sea, and they leave the fountain of their passion, sipping every drop of their moisture. Ole, ole.
Wow, he took that volcano and blew the top off it. this was volcanic, right? You know, steeped in passion and desire and intimacy and a powerful connection existing between these two. Their bodies are a sexual temple. Their moans are the illicit echoes of the sea, and their lips the fountain of their passion, sipping every drop of their moisture. Ole, ole. Yeah, wonderful read and a fabulous write as well. So beautiful job, Frank. Thank you so much. Pam, what are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, muy caliente. deeply, you know, I can't resist saying it anymore. But, you know,
no, I don't get tired of it.
Yeah. I do really appreciate tonight that you guys ran this contest, had this show. I hope Jess knows how much she is loved and appreciated as a friend, a poet, and a person. And I just have really enjoyed seeing the different ways that people have been inspired from the dark to the sensual to the emotive. I like that this is a poem of exhibition, like it told from the point of view of somebody watching two people. And there's a real sense of what's the word I'm looking for? Forbiddenness, like a forbidden fruit, like watching something that you want, but you have to watch it and not actually be a part of it. I really like the imagery in this, especially, you know, their moans echo the tsunami of uninhibited desire quenched as they succumb to the seduction of the moisture of their exotic flesh. You know, and of course the Spanish she adds in is always a nice touch. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Beautiful comment, Pam. Thank you. Louie, what are your thoughts?
You know, I love how he puts the Spanish in here. It just knocks up the erotica of his poetry, especially when he reads in Spanish, y sus labios, la fuente de su pasión, and their lips, a fountain of their passion. And, you know, he caught that because Jessica is very passionate and erotic, and she even goes into the darkness of this sensuality that Pam broke out, that forbidden fruit. And I loved here where he pointed out that naked with the glistening dew of an amorous moonlight of lovers, beautiful, lost in the penetrating passion of nocturnal orgasms evoked. And it's just like, oh yes, give me another one. And then, you know, then wet in the fever of ravenous tongue. Who does not like a ravenous tongue? Especially from a Spanish man who knows exactly how to wield it. And I thought that he caught that just so deliciously for just one more nibble. Well, shrink. Mm-hmm. Ay, qué rica.
No, it's a good thing you're glued into your chair, Lee.
Yeah, well,
but,
Phil velcroed me, seat belted me.
Yeah. Phil, what did you think?
Let me get back here. Sorry about that. I thought it was a fabulous sensual piece, Frank. Really well written, a very well written take on Jess's poem. Excellent write and great audio. Thanks for sharing with us tonight. Really well done. Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Phil. And Victoria, what are your thoughts?
Frank always does a fantastic job at sensuality. And this is another piece where he's taken the idea that Jessica had, that volcano, that fiery eruption of passion, and turned it into his own story, which he did marvelously. I know that, and I don't remember which poem it was, but I know that one of her poems that was available, in fact, I'm just going to go look. I'm at the computer. I might as well go look. Yeah, so Volcanic Lips was her first. I think it says, this is my first ever attempt at a sensual write, mm-hmm. having almost always written dark poems. So I do find it a little, it's a fun little kind of irony that we have Frank, who tends to be a very sensually based writer, and again, does it very well, writing about Jessica's first sensual piece. I love it. I love it. It shows how deeply, and I think she won gold on this one too, and it just shows like how deeply beautiful she caught these moments, these passions. And even though this is, you know, if you look at traditional sense, you know, it's Jessica expressing her love to another woman, which is, she does it beautifully. She does it passionately. And I think even reading it, you don't feel like you're inundated if you don't agree with that. Not that I have any issues with that. Everybody gets to love who they want to love. But I think that it's such an amazing piece, and it shows how applicably Jessica's writing is, and how even a man like Frank or even Gray can take these pieces that would be one type of love and are still able to reflect it across all, which just goes to show that love is love and passion is passion and can be captured in so many beautiful ways. So great poem by Frank, and I think it definitely did justice to Jessica's first time.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling in to share your heart, your mind, your voices, most especially your time. Much love, everybody. It was a wonderful show, and beautiful tributes to Jessica's poetry.
Great show, guys.
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody. Great show, Greg.
Good
night.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Wonderful show, Gray. Thanks, Lou. Great job.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Good night. Buenas noches.